We thank the Lord for the ministration in the morning.
Amen.
And this afternoon we want to speak on the end of the commandment.
So bano mazulu amasana no difuna tiangule ma pamapeto amalamulo.
Final words of exhortations.
Mao siriza agugwezi agungweza.
Shall we read from 1 Timothy? Tuwerenge kuchokera ku Timoteyo oyamba. Chapter 1 verse 1 to 6.
Mutu wa wani kiamba ndimeyo yamba mpaka na ya 6.
This was a letter of Apostle Paul to Timothy.
Uyu anali kalata wantumi Paulo kupita kwa Timoteo.
And he begins the letter by saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Ndipo akuyamba kalata indi kuti Paulo mtumwi wa Yesu Kristu.
Now, he declares himself as an apostle.
Ndiye akuzifotokozera kamonga mtumwi.
And today it has become fashionable to
sobanolero zakhala zamanyado
for people to say I'm an apostle.
Kwa anthu kazinena okakuti atumwe.
Oh, I am this and that.
Kabena ine ndirichi, kabena ndirichi.
But actually Paul did not say these words out of prestige.
Koma Paulo sana nene mauwa kunja kwa kunyadilira.
Because in that time,
chifukwa munthu imeneyo,
when you call yourself a Christian,
pamene uzichilaweka kuti ndiwe mkhristu,
Christians were looked down upon.
A Christi do anganga nidwa pansi.
Other people thought they were a cult.
And aina maganiza kuti ndamanta.
But Paul was bold.
Koma Paulo analolimbika ntima.
He was not ashamed to say I am an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Yes, ama jira manyazi kuna kuti ndine mtumwi wa Yesu Kristu.
Now listen to what he says to Timothy.
So vano mveserani chimene yakunena kwa Timoteo.
In verse 2, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith.
Kwa Timoteo mwana wanga wenu weni mchikhulupiriro.
Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord.
Chisomo chifundo mtendereza kwa Mungu atatu athu ndi kwa Kristo ambuye wathu.
As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
Monga ndinakudandaulira iwewe usalire mu Efeso popita ine ku Macedonia, nditeronso kuti ukalamulire ena ajawa asapunse kanthu kena.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. We'll continue the other verses as we sit down. So in this letter, Paul tells Timothy,
yes.
Remember what I told you.
Yes.
When I told you to remain at Ephesus. So let us go into the book of Acts and we see what was happening at Ephesus. What was the background to this letter? Acts 20, verse 17. At this time, Paul is on a journey. He has been ministering in Ephesus for 3 years. Establishing the believers in the faith. And when he was there, he was being an example of how to live a Christian life. And so now it was time for him to move on to visit Jerusalem. But some brothers had dreams, others had prophecies.
Yes. Amen.
They said, Brother Paul,
don't
go to Jerusalem.
Yes.
I had a dream that you'll be arrested.
Amen.
Another person prophesied. Brother Paul, the Lord is speaking to me. You'll be chained. You'll be in chains in Jerusalem. But you know, he was telling these believers, I am not afraid to be imprisoned.
Yes.
I am actually ready to be killed there.
Yes.
Now that's a true minister of the gospel. Paul was a dead man.
Paulo anali mamuna wakufa.
Yes.
He was alive in Christ.
Anali moyo makisi.
Amen. Yes.
His ministration was not to make any gain out of the gospel.
Kutumikira kwake sikunalokuti apeze phindu mu uthenga.
And in verse 18,
ndipo mu verse 18,
verse 17, and from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. Remember, we read him talking about Ephesus in Timothy. You remember?
Yes.
So here now he is at Miletus. Then he calls the believers who are at Ephesus to come. He caught the elders. So he's like in
Blantyre.
He wants to go to Lilongwe.
Yes.
Then he says, can the elders of the church who are at, what is this place?
Tangazi.
So he says, all the believers who are in Tangazi, can you please come to Blantyre? I need to meet you, the elders. So the brothers got on buses. In that time, whatever transport they used, they went to meet Brother Paul. Because these were his children in the faith. So now he says, I want to speak a few things to you, brothers.
Yes.
Now, when an elder is giving his last words, it means they are very important words.
Amen.
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 Amen. Even when a father is about to die, and he is calling his children, he is not calling them to ask, did you buy milk? I say, you bought yesterday. No, he is about to speak very important things.
Yes.
So now let us hear what Paul was telling them when he's about to leave now. In verse 18, and when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons.
Ndipo pamene anafikira kuli anati kwa iyo, muziwa inu kuyambira siku loyamba ninafika kwa Asia, makhalidwe anga pamodzi ndi inu nthawi yonse.
How many seasons?
Nthawi yotayika modani?
All seasons.
Akuti nthawi yonse.
That's very important.
Izo ndizofunika.
Because we believers of today, we change according to seasons.
Amen.
But Paul is telling them, you have seen how my life has been.
Yes.
At all seasons. My character hasn't changed.
Yes.
Now that's a mark of a true believer.
Amen.
He doesn't change colors.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, the last time I was here, Pastor Nkandwe, was it
2012?
2012. I'm glad to see some faces which I saw that time. They're still around. That's a blessing.
Amen.
It is usually very sad. You come to a place, oh, where is that person? Oh, no, he committed adultery. Oh, that one went drinking. But it is a blessing when you see people consistent with the same testimony.
Yes.
Because when you drink of the living waters, all worldly things, they lose taste to your mouth.
Yes. Amen.
So now Paul says, You show what manner of a person I've been with you at all seasons. His character never changed. Wherever he was, whether at home, in the streets, at work, he was of the same character. In verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears
and in his sons yambili
and temptations.
Yes.
And what? Temptations.
Maesero.
So the work of God is not all about sugar and butter.
Ndedu mchito yambu yetu siri ndi sugar ndi butter.
Paul says, I served the Lord Jesus
Paula kuti ndatumikira ambuye Yesu
among you
pakati panu
with many tears
ndi misozi yochuluka.
Hey, you look at the so-called apostles we have today. They just want to be in five-star hotels.
Five-star hotel.
Yes.
Preaching. Amen. Because of money.
Amen.
That's not Paul.
Amen.
Paul
says, I served the Lord with many tears.
Amen.
And with many temptations. What temptations are these? Was Paul getting tempted because there is a woman who wants to propose him? No, sir. Paul was way past that.
Paul,
Amen.
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 We have our brother Nzima here. He was once a minister, a deacon in our fellowship in Lusaka. But later on, the calling of God was on him. After we had a crusade in Chipata, he became responsible for that church there.
Amen.
After the crusade, there were so many testimonies. Every time he wants to pick a phone to tell me. Oh, we prayed for this person. He was sick.
Oh, if healing,
that was just one phase. After that, it was problem after problem. Because the nyaus were getting converted.
Amen.
Then came strange characters in the church. So one man stood and said, I want to kill Nzima. And I also kill myself.
Amen.
So phone calls changed now.
Because
now, what do I do?
Amen.
The brother went early in the morning, 05, he was in his prayers. And that man didn't joke. 04, he was moving with a long rod. You know, this fellow was a confused fellow, influenced by demons.
Amen.
But someone came out quickly saying, hey, this man is carrying something. I think he wants to beat you up. Now tell me, what can inspire someone to say, I want to kill him, I want to break his vehicle, and that's when my heart will be at rest? Well, I told the brother, that is spiritual warfare, brother. There were so many things discussed. Other brothers say, hey, you go to the police. I said, Brother Nzima, I don't know what to tell you. But always remember, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal.
Amen.
So when you are destabilizing the kingdoms of darkness, there will be temptations.
Amen.
I told him, that's your temptation, brother. You need to be in prayer and see how the Lord is leading you.
Amen.
Amen. You remember it happened to Paul?
Mukumbuke zinachitika kwa Paulo?
Yes.
When he was arrested.
Pamene yana mangidwa.
And people conspired.
Ndipo anhu ananongoneza.
That is law. As soon as he, you know, we have a chance, we want to fall on him.
Kuri pamene tingopeza mpato mufikira tifuna timugwire.
Then one small boy had that.
Ndeka nyamara kakangono kanafa zimenezo.
Those were the temptations.
Amene o anali maisiro.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you say, you know, I'm having temptation.
Inumana o inendrinao maisiro.
I have wrong thoughts.
Anali nima kuganiza kula kwika.
I think about women.
Nimaganiza za akazi.
That's not the time to have such kind of temptations.
Guys.
We need to be thinking about rapture now. Right?
Amen. Yes.
What goes on in your mind depends on where your eyes spend their time.
Zimene zima dusa malingali wanu zima rengira imene masuwa anu ama daira bundhau.
Is that so?
Kolili jomwezo.
Right.
And Paul says I was in tears many times.
Paul agudi, ndinali misonzi nthawi zambiri.
This was not picnic.
Awadu sanali malo aji kondwelero.
It was a true ministry.
Unali utumikuona.
Amen.
Now look at this.
Beranga nani paichi.
Serving the Lord with all humility of mind. And with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. The Jews were always wanting to look for an opportunity to kill Paul.
Yes.
Because they felt he was disturbing the status quo.
Amen.
He is introducing a new cult. That's how they looked at him. And every now and then they were looking for an opportunity to kill Paul.
Amen.
So this is not a man who is taking prestige to call himself an apostle. But the devil today has turned everything upside down.
Amen.
Until young people desire to be ministers.
Amen.
But true ministry, brother, it's a ministry which requires you to be dead.
Amen.
To your desire, to your ambition, and all that. Now see where we are going.
Amen.
He says, testifying both, verse 20, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. But I've showed you and have taught you publicly. And from house to house. Whatever little opportunity you had in a home, brethren would gather together and Paul begins to teach them.
Yes.
The experience Paul had on the way to Damascus, it had such a strong impact on him. Every thought in him was about proclaiming Jesus.
Amen.
And now he says, and now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem.
Amen.
Not knowing the things that shall befall me there.
Amen.
Save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me.
Amen.
But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. You see, I told you he was a dead man.
Yes.
He says, I don't count my life dear to myself. You see, saints,
Amen.
For us to be of any value in the hands of Jesus, remember the book of Revelation, the stars were in the hands of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
For anything to be of value in his hand, it should be selfless.
Amen.
God can use it.
Mungu akoza kujigwirisa nshito.
And now he says,
so bano apa kuti,
in verse 25,
mundimege 25,
and now behold,
dipo so bano taonani,
I know that you are among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. He is very sure of what he is speaking. He knew he's not going back there. He knew death was waiting for him where he's going.
Amen.
So he says, this is the last time you are seeing my face. But now, verse 26.
Come on,
wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. Let's pause for a moment and ask ourselves. Where did Paul get that language? Where did he get this vocabulary? When he says, I am pure from the blood of all men. Where does he take that? That's not in his original vocabulary.
Amen.
I can tell you where he gets that from.
Amen.
You see, in this life, we need to learn from servants who've walked this way before. The prophet preached footprints on the sands of time, right? So whenever there's a ministry God has raised, there's something to learn from there. Paul also. There are people who lived before him, and he was able to read their messages. And as you read, those words also get into you, even in your language and your vocabulary. And now let's see where he gets these words. Ezekiel 3, verse 17. Are we still here?
Yes.
If anyone is slumbering, is dozing, you have the right to give them a big slap. Because this is not time to sleep now. If one is sitting on a chair and they're sleeping, please, deacons, make them stand. Let a person who is standing there sit there. Now, hear what God spoke to Ezekiel. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Hey, that's a great responsibility.
Amen.
Amen.
If people are doing wicked things, and God has put a message on your heart, and you decide to just watch, either because you are afraid, you are shy, or you are afraid of what will they think about me, when that man, woman dies in sin, their blood is on your head, God says.
Ezekiel.
Yet if thou warn the wicked,
Koma ukachenjesa woipa.
And he turned not from his wickedness.
Ndipo osabwerera iye
kuleka no from his wicked way.
Kapena njira yake yoipa.
He shall die in his iniquity.
Azafa mumphulupulu yake.
But thou hast delivered thy soul.
Koma iwe walandisa moyo wako.
That's the trouble of preachers.
Ndiro vuto la tumiki.
Right, pastor.
Their deliverance is not just their repentance.
Ku chipumuso chao siji uli mukulapa kwa ukoka.
For a preacher,
kwa mulariki,
the souls of other people are tied to you.
Mio yandu ena wo yamangidwa kwa iwe.
He says, if you want them,
akutingati wachenjesa iwo,
and it's them who don't listen,
ndipo ndiwo amene samvera,
you would have delivered your soul.
Iwe waombola moyo wako.
Can you imagine what responsibility that is?
Kodi inu mungalingalia kuti ndi audindo otani uli.
But now look at verse 21.
Koma atayangana ndi pandime ya 21.
Let's look at verse 20. It's a very strange
10, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20.
Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die.
Azafa.
Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand.
Amen.
So now a preacher has twofold responsibility.
Amen.
A warning to the wicked.
Kuchenjeza oipa.
And the one also who is in church but has backslidden.
Komaso kwa umoja minali mumpingo koma obelera mbuyo.
Amen.
So now Paul says,
Paulo akuti,
he uses these words
mawawa,
back to Acts
kubele raso kumachitidwe kuti,
and he tells the believers
in Acts 20 verse
26,
mu machitidwe 20, ndi miyake 26,
wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men.
Kuti ndi mwazi wa anthu onse.
For I have not chance to declare unto you all the counsel of God.
Amen.
So we have a responsibility as preachers.
Amen.
To declare to the people the whole counsel of God. How they need to live. Before God and before each other. How they ought to dress, how they ought to present themselves. But now, this is what Paul says. Verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you. This speaks of a wolf which is outside. Wherever it comes from, with its doctrines, it comes among you. So Paul says, you need to be aware of that. But it does not end there. He says, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Now, we know that someone can come from outside with confusion. That's not so mysterious. But what is mysterious is someone who's been raised in Ephesus, established on the rock,
yes,
and somehow begins to teach a strange thing. How does that happen?
God
says, of your own selves. And now, you continue with what he's telling Timothy now. Remember, he was telling those words to the elders at Ephesus.
Yes.
So we now continue 1 Timothy 1 verse
3. Yes.
As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus. When I went into
Macedonia,
that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Now, here verse 5. He says, now the end of the commandment. I love that interpretation. Now, I think in heaven, one of the languages spoken will be Chewa. It sounds so anointed, you know? Now, the end of the commandment. In other words, the main purpose. Here is the objective, the essence of what I have been telling you. Now, whatever message you are given, it's important to know what is the purpose.
Amen.
Because you can hear every word, every sentence in a message. If you don't know the end of that message, there's nothing you've heard.
Amen.
Did you know that? You can even quote word for word what is in a preaching, but yet miss the message of the preaching. Remember Jesus? He said, a sower went to sow seed. Some fell on the wayside. Others on the thorns. Others on the rock. All these did not grow. But the one which went in good fertile ground. And people were listening. People were taking notes. At the end of the service, the farmer says, that's a good preacher. When you plant a seed in that way, it is true, you need to plant in good fertile soil. Was that true? Yes. What that farmer is speaking is true. Is that the truth? What the farmer speaks is true. That's what Jesus taught. But it is not the truth. That's why nakamera tichichewa hapo chakanga. Because something can be true, yet not the truth. Now,
Sobano.
After that teaching, Peter says, Lord,
Pedro anati ambuye,
why do you speak in parables?
Sifaja ni mangu wa mafanisu.
And he says, yeah.
Anati inde.
So that those who think they understand,
kuti iyo amina maganisa kuti akumva,
they won't get anything.
Asakapeze kali kose.
But to you,
koma kwain,
it's been given to understand the knowledge of the mysteries. So you see, the ability to understand is given.
Amen.
It's not something which comes in you. It is something which has to be given of the Father.
Amen.
So what is the end of the commandment? What is the message? When Jesus was going to heaven, he said, baptize the people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Peter,
Petru,
in Acts 2:38, he preached a message, and the Bible says the hearts of the people were pricked.
Yes.
What must we do?
Amen.
Peter said, repent and
Amen.
Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you shall receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But look here. Where did Peter get the name Jesus Christ? Because that is not what Jesus said. If you take word by word, If they the court is to say, say what the text says.
Ngadi palika chiduswa kamneka mane kuti nena nimechimene matepe akunena.
Praise the Lord.
Alemekeseke Mulungu.
Let me say what the text says.
Then nene chimene matepe wamanena.
When baptizing you,
pamene ndikubatizani inu.
I need to baptize you in the name of the Father.
Ndikwenega ndizikubatizani muzina rade mwana ndi
mzimu. I don't want to add to the message.
Sinifuna ndizipati zonje zira kutenga.
I don't want to subtract to the message.
Sinifuna lichosere kutenga.
Amen.
So Catholics,
the agarolika
denominations,
asipembezo,
they are the tap boys.
Ayonda nyamata ama tap.
Amen.
They do it exactly the way Jesus said it.
Amajita ndende momo Yesu ananenera.
But is that how you interpret the word of God?
Koma kodi ndi momwe mathandauzira mawa Mulungu.
If Peter was a tap boy, he would never have produced Acts 2:38 out of Matthew
28:19.
Peter had the same substance of spirit which was in Jesus.
Yeah, Petulo analindika chiduswa komwe kukanzimu kamene kanali ma Yesu.
So when Jesus spoke, the spirit in Jesus
zimu mwa Yesu
gave Peter the understanding.
Unamba sa Petro kumvesa.
What is the name of the Father?
Chimene zina la Atate lili.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, friends, that is why it was important for the apostles to obey what Jesus commanded them. The disciples walked with Jesus for how many years?
3.5
In those years, they ate with him on the table.
Yes.
In those 3 years, they saw the miracles.
Amen.
If Jesus was a hunter like Brother Branham, the disciples would have said, we hunted with Jesus. You know, some people today have become preachers and apostles, not for any calling, but because they hunted with Brother Branham. If there is a poor man from, what's the name of the place?
Tangaz.
Ah, from Tangaz.
Tangaz.
Who has a calling? And there's a big convention. And we hear, oh, there is Brother so and so who walked with Brother Branham. If there's a convention, believers would rather give that white man who walked with Brother Branham time to share his testimonies. And the poor brother from Tangazi will be an usher somewhere on the door, even if he's a preacher, where he's coming from. But hear me. Hear me.
Yes.
The disciples walked with Jesus. That was not a qualification for preaching. They saw miracles. That never qualified them. Even Peter, who walked on the water, experiencing a miracle, did not qualify him to start preaching. Jesus taught them, wait in Jerusalem.
Yes, until
you receive the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will become witnesses.
Amen.
You see,
Mugona,
you can never be a witness of something you haven't experienced.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful.
How many have tested the jackfruit here? Okay, let's start with mango. How many have eaten mango? Oh, I didn't know we have so many Zambians here.
Oh, dindima Zambia mbili bano.
How many have eaten watermelon before? Okay. How many have eaten jackfruit? I knew I would catch you there. But look,
I will explain to you how a jackfruit tests.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let us go in a classroom. A jackfruit is a fruit with many spikes around it.
And chipaso chimene chili ndi minga zambiri mpaicho.
I can guarantee you there are different imaginations in the minds if I was to open them.
And ndikusimizani muli malingalo siana siana pemende
ndisegula. And if a jackfruit was a religion, I have already 100 denominations out of here.
Chipaso jackfruit chili akaji pembezonde kuti ngalakha nawo mazana mazana kuchokera.
Because everyone will say, no, he talked about the spikes. The spikes, I think they look like this.
If another wangu azaminga ndi minga zimoneka chonchi kamena chonchi.
Now you cut the jackfruit.
Then you mumma do a jackfruit.
Are you imagining in your head?
Yes,
I want you to be imagining amen. What I'm explaining to you.
Different muziringa lira zimendo kuforokozera.
Amen.
Okay. So it's a fruit with many spikes.
Then this baso chimene chiri ndi minga zambiri.
In your mind,
mbalinga lyo manumo, cut it. Tajibuleni.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I want you to know the direction where you are cutting it. If I tell you how did you cut it, one person will say, oh, in my mind, I cut it this way. Another one says, I cut it this way. Anyway, you've cut it. So now, when you go inside there, you find many tubes. It's a fruit with many tubes. Now, you remove one tube. It has a seed. Remove the seed. You put it in your mouth. The first thing you experience. Oh, it's a very tantalizing sweet test. You really feel an electric jack in your jaws. Are you following?
Yes.
Amen.
You are all graduates. I can give you a
certificate.
You now know how a jackfruit tastes. Therefore, go ye into all the world and explain to someone how a jackfruit tastes. Now,
amen.
Each one will go.
Winale Sapita.
I am a preacher of the jackfruit. This is how it tests.
Amen. False witness.
Mboni
yabos.
Amen. Amen. I don't care whether that witness labels himself Jehovah. He is a false witness.
Amen.
He is a false witness.
Why? For you to be a true witness of a jackfruit, you need to test it.
Amen.
That is why Jesus
told
those disciples, yes, you've walked with me. You've seen the miracles. But you need to receive the Spirit. Then you will become witnesses.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Timothy.
Wonderful.
Amen. He says now the end of the commandment.
Paul
is speaking his last words to
Timothy.
He knows he's about to die.
Amen.
And he is telling Timothy important things. Timothy,
the
end of the commandment. Whatever I've been telling you, pay attention to these three things. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. Not just charity,
right.
But charity
kuma chikondi
out of her
joke of
Jan.
Charity out of a pure heart.
Chikondi joke la kumtima wera.
Can we say those words?
Kodi munga nene mawa meneo.
That's the first thing. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. And of a good conscience. And of faith unfeigned. Let us look at the first thing. Charity out of a pure heart. So that means there is a possibility to have charity, but one which does not come from a pure heart. One day the Lord was asked, what's the greatest commandment of all? He was asked, what's the greatest commandment? The Lord Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and everything.
Amen.
And the second is like the first. Love your neighbors yourself.
Amen.
On this hangs all the laws, all the commandments. Now, how is it possible for one to seem to have charity? Seems to show works of charity, but not out of a pure heart. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3. This is Paul speaking again. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Now look here, saints. When someone gives good things for the poor, you take food to the hospital. In this world, what do we call that? You say the person has?
Huh?
Yeah. But here Paul says something strange. He says, I can give things to the poor, yet I don't have love. Right? So it's not every look of charity that is charity. A human being is a complicated creature. That's good. A human being is a complicated creature. He can do a work of charity yet has no charity in the heart. A human being can hear someone say, hey, you need to love your neighbor. And he can act loving the neighbor. And from the look of sight, it will look like it is love. But the eyes of Jesus, when John saw him in that glorious vision, he says his eyes were like fire. Meaning they don't see the way you and I see. They see way beyond your action. Right?
Amen.
But Paul says,
kuma Paula kuti,
let your charity come from a pure heart. And here in Corinthians he says, I can give my body to be burned. Even one giving himself to say, I am dying for the cause of the gospel. And Paul says, if you are doing that without true love, what you are doing is nothing. Hey, saints, that is profoundly important. When Brother Branham went into that vision of the paradise experience, all the believers he led to Christ as our precious brother.
Yes.
They were coming to hug him.
Yes.
And Brother Branham was wondering, what is this? It was an experience which was so joyful, he could not explain it with words. And the voice said, this is perfect love. And nothing will enter this place without it. That means, we need to take interest to know what is that thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Charity out of a pure heart.
Amen.
True love can only come from God.
Amen.
And our relationship with God should be characterized by love for him. A long time ago, when I was a small boy, I read 666 in the book of Revelation. And I took my Bible, started moving through the compound. I wanted to speak to whichever people I could find. And I told them, if you don't repent, you shall burn. If you don't go in the rapture, they'll come with 666. And they'll chop off your finger. They'll tell you to open your mouth. And they'll start cutting with a knife slowly by slowly. And at the end of my scary sermon, I would say, how many want to give their lives to Jesus? Of course, everyone said, I want to give my life to
Jesus.
Do you think that person is giving his life to Jesus?
Truly?
Amen. Because fear has an expiry date. The first day, he will think about those gruesome things I was describing. By second day, those things will resign in memory and you will forget about them.
Amen.
Our motivation for going to heaven is not because we are afraid of hell. If that's the reason why you are here, I have bad news for you.
Amen.
We don't gather to worship God because we are afraid of hellfire. Because in Zambia,
Kuzambia,
we have a word.
Tinao mau.
We call it gonga.
Tima chwa kuti gonga.
What that means is,
chimene ama chanda usandichi.
You try to show someone something to show like you care for them.
Ugwesera kwasonye zaina age kuti umasamala zayo.
But it's because of the little benefit we enjoy from them.
Komandi chifuka cha pindu inage limene umalipeza kwa iwo.
That cannot be true love. Right?
Yes.
Here is something Brother Branham
said.
If one day I find myself in hell, I'll still love God in hell. Now that's a man who's really reached a revelation of his true relationship with God.
Amen.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
How many know the story?
Amen.
They were told, we are throwing you into the fire. And the three young men said, yes. We know our God will protect us. But if he chooses for us to die in the fire, we still won't bow down to the image.
Yes.
Their way of worshiping God was not for benefits. It was worshiping God for who He is.
Hallelujah.
To know that, Lord, I am unworthy. I am here by your love and by your grace.
Amen.
True love for God.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
There used to be a great preacher, man. His name was Charles Finney.
Charles Finney.
He was a great man. He brought such a revival. When he holds a meeting, the power of the Holy Ghost would come down.
Amen.
But I was reading something. When Charles Finney has a meeting, in Blanta, there used to be two brothers. But there was this one, Daniel Nash. Brother Daniel Nash. When he hears Charles Finney, who been Blanta, or in Lilongwe, he will go there first. He wants to check if there is any space room where he can lock himself up. And when he goes in that city, he will look around for any believers who love prayer.
Amen.
So he will take those brothers.
Amen.
Can we look for a place, whether it's a hotel or anywhere? We need to go in prayer and fasting.
Amen.
We pray for Brother Charles. So that the meetings, the Holy Spirit can touch people's lives. So one day, he went around and there was no room they could find. So until they found this lodge, all the rooms were booked. But they pleaded with the lady, if there is any room, any spare room, whether it's a storeroom, whether it's a place where they keep rubbish, whichever one, if they could be given that space. So they were given this poor room. The woman said, okay, you can help yourselves in this room. And Brother Nash went in that room with his brother. They lay down prostrate, crying and groaning. They were groaning like they're sick, with tears, praying for God to deliver people who are bound in spirits of darkness. So now the owner of this place, she noticed one day these people are not coming out. What kind of guests are these? Second day, hey, she tries to knock.
No,
she decided to look through the keyhole. She saw the men trembling down. And crying,
ndikulira,
shaking,
akunjenjemera,
gwedeseka. Hey, she got afraid.
Hey, anaopa.
She went to tell someone.
Anapira kumuuza wina.
Who knew about the meetings?
Amina maziwa za misonkano.
Says there are two men, but they seem to be sick.
Anari, palamuna awiri kumakoneka kuti adwalika.
I think some infirmity has gotten a hold of them.
And the mina mina kupereka kuna kwagwira iwo.
What are their names?
Kodi maina undani.
What are their names?
Kodi maina undani.
Says Daniel Nash.
Daniel Nash.
Oh, I don't mind about him.
Oh, asindi samala za iye.
He has a spirit of prayer and groaning. By the time Charles Finney comes,
and how he managed Charles Finney in Africa.
Oh my. There was such a revival. Those men would not attend meetings when Brother Finney is preaching.
They, Sana,
Sana peseke pamisonkhano pamene mbali Fina malali.
They never used to attend the meetings.
Sana sama kondo khaba.
Sometimes when they know brother Fina is preaching here, they will lock themselves in the adjacent room.
Akaziwa kuti mbali Fina akhali pano, iwo amakazi sekera mu chipinda chinacho.
Praying and groaning in the spirit.
Pemphela ndi kubula muzimu.
I was reading a testimony of one elder who used to be there during the time of Brother Branham. Some of you have heard of him, Brother Junior Jackson. Brother Jackson says, when Brother Branham was preaching on the seven seals, a lot of believers would attend the meetings. Lunchtime, they'll go to the restaurants to eat.
Says,
but there were some few believers
who
were in fasting praying for Brother Branham during the course of all the meetings. That's the side of the story we don't get to hear. That's the side of the story we don't read in the seal's message.
Amen.
But there were those believers who used to be in prayer. That's not the picture of the church today.
Yes.
Prayer has died in the church today. There's no prayer in the church today. Church has been reduced to a religious activity.
Amen.
Believers can sing, believers can dance, believers can give special songs. But prayer has died.
Amen.
Brother Branham was a man of prayer.
Amen.
When prayer dies in a church, the church is dead.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Paul says,
Paul Akuti,
love from a pure heart.
Chikondi, chochokera mu mtima wenu.
When you look at this man,
pamene muyangana pamunawo,
in all the revival of Charles Finney,
you
don't read about Daniel Nash. Very few people talk about
him. He
was not a religious person.
He
never used to feature in the meetings. But he had this gift of
prayer.
Wanting to break forth in the spirit realm. Praying with groanings. You see, believers,
Amen.
We are very proud of prophecies. We are waiting for thunders. We are waiting for this. We are waiting for so many things we wait for.
Amen.
Is that how the people of old waited? Daniel, do you know he knew? After 7 years, Israel has to be liberated. Daniel knew that.
Yes.
And he knew prophecy does not fail.
Yes.
But when he saw it was in season, he went in prayer and fasting. Praying. He didn't just say, oh, we are waiting for the prophecies. We don't wait on the promises of God like that. We need to prayerfully wait on the promises of God.
Amen.
Not out of ambition.
Aye.
When you look at Daniel Nash, his prayers were driven by a deep concern for humanity. Desiring for people to be delivered.
Yes.
There's a little book, it's called the 11th Commandment. In which the prophet says, he talks about love.
He
says, for me to pray for a sick person, love has to take course. Feeling the burden for that person. Getting into the fellowship of their pain. And when you pray, the spirit is able to flow through your heart.
Mzimu lotegera kuenda kupyolera mumtima mwako.
But what kind of spirits do we have?
Koma ndi mtundwanji wa mzimu metri nawo.
Can the spirit of God find a channel?
Kodi mzimu wa Mulungu ngapesemo njira?
No.
Hai.
We are clogged pipes.
Ife ndi mapipe osekeka.
Clogged with anger.
Osekeka ndi mkwiyo.
Clogged with this thing you are thinking about your brother. And so there can never be a connection of compassion. And when we pray, our prayers are hindered.
Amen.
When you read about Jesus, the Bible says he felt compassion.
Bible ikuti anamva chisoni.
And then he prayed for someone.
Amen.
But today's prayer is a gymnastic.
Amen.
No, no, gymnastic. You know martial arts?
Here.
It's about I bind, I loose. Without any compassion, without any love.
Opanda chisoni, opanda chikondi.
That is why there is no healing in the church. There is no revival in the church. For work to get done, you have to push and pull people.
Amen.
Why? It's just a religious experience. We are in the message. With the spoken word books. My brother, my sister, even Jehovah Witnesses have books.
Inga kariambo ni Jehovah linao mabuku.
Without true love,
opana jikondi chona.
Without the Holy Ghost,
opana mzimu hela.
You are not different from a Jehovah Witness.
Si no si anandambo ni Jehovah.
Love out of a pure heart.
Chikondi chochokera muntima wela.
When we go for evangelism,
pamene tipita kuutumiki.
Do we have a burden for souls? You can never truly, or you can never effectively evangelize without a true burden for souls.
You can't.
We can never effectively pray for a patient who is sick.
If a sitting at a kupempe as open to the Sagamuntu, I
if we don't have a burden for them.
Gaditibe kukuzi kapamuntu.
What you are speaking are religious words. Which are disappearing in hot air. But the word of God speaks something about we don't know what to pray for. But the spirit which knows the mind of God can enable us to pray and to groan even utter words we can't understand. There is no spiritual instruction here which we can fulfill carnally. We need his spirit in us. That is why the disciples were humble enough to say, teach us how to pray. They noticed something about how Jesus prayed. There was sincerity in it. Now let's look at the second thing. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. And of a good conscience. And of what? A good conscience. I don't know about chikumbumtima, but let's try to explain if it's the right word there. As a believer, our walk is of faith. Faith requires that your mind has rested on one thing. When you are split between two thoughts, there is a staggering there. No, there is a staggering. You are here. True faith is one. Your heart needs to be at rest. Then faith takes its course. But when there is no pure life,
Kumanga di palibe moyo wangwiro.
One is in danger of living a double life.
Wina ali mujopye zocho kala moyo magawawili.
When in church,
pamina ali mucharichi,
we can sing.
Tikoza kuimba.
But out there in the deck,
koma kunja uko mundima.
Maybe someone is a different character.
Mwina wina ali ndichi kaidwe chosiyana.
Then when you stand before God,
Deva mene wima pamaso pa Mungu.
Your own heart condemns you.
Mtima wako omoma kususa.
Amen. Your conscience is not at rest.
Chikumbuti majako sijiri pampumulo.
When your own conscience condemns you,
ngali chikumbuti majako chomwe chikususa.
How much more is Satan doing it?
Ndimo juru kamuta ni Satan akuchita izi.
Amen. Let us read 1 John 3:18 to 19. The importance of pure conscience.
Kufunikira kwa chikumbunti majoera.
First John,
Yohane Oyamba,
3:18.
Mudu wajitatu and imeaga 18.
Brother Zima, do you have a New Living Translation?
On the phone.
Yes, please.
First John 3:18.
Yohane Oyamba 3:18
to 21.
Kuka figira 21.
My little children, verse 18.
Yeah.
My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Diana tisakonde ndi mau kapena ndilime komatu ndikuchita ndi mchonadi.
And hereby we know that we are of the truth.
Umo tisazindikira kuti tilochokera mchonadi.
And shall assure our hearts before him.
Ndipo tisakhazikisa mtima wathu pamaso pake.
Can you read verse 19, brother?
Taverenga ndi 19 mbali.
Our actions will show that we belong to the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before God.
Yeah.
That's
verse 19, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Read those last words.
So we will be confident when we stand before God.
Do you realize that prayer requires confidence?
Yes.
As you stand before God, you need to be confident. Because Paul said, we now enter the Holy of Holies with boldness.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, it was not like that. A priest enters the Holy of Holies once in a year with fear. With little bells ringing. With a rope tied. Because the glory of God was there. If a man is sinful, he will die there. So when you see time is passing, no one is coming out, just pull the rope.
The
you think you can enter that place with boldness? Because there was fear concerning your sins. Maybe I'm not right here. But in Hebrews we are told we enter the Holy of Holies with boldness. Because there's a new living way. It's a new living way. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. By his grace. But we don't take that grace for granted. Amen.
Amen.
We walk a life which is a living praise and worship to him. But when one is a double personality, on Sunday, he's worshiping God. When you move out of here, you have a girlfriend somewhere. How can that be? Another moment you are praying, asking God for something. That cannot be. You can never have a clear conscience living a filthy life
at the same time wanting to mention the name of Jesus.
Sunga kale ndi chikumbunti majoela pomwe kukhala moyo nyasi ndomwe ndi kumachiwa zina la Yesu.
Let all those who name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity.
Lola niosa amene akutchiwa zina la Yesu achoke kukusaweruzika.
Living lives which declare the holiness of God.
Kukhala moyo umene ukulengeza chiyero cha Mulungu.
Yes.
Amen. When people see your life,
pamene anthu aona moyo wako,
let them see the word.
Alone niyo aziona mau.
Let someone come to this church.
Lola ni wina mwene kumpingo uno.
Because they're seeing how your life is.
Chifukwa waona mmene moyo wanu uliri.
Amen. Amen.
If you are at a place where people are making deals,
ngati uli pamalo pamene anthu akupanga sakatangali,
let them say, if that one is there, we can't make this deal.
Nde azinena kuti ngati pali uyo katangali satheka.
He is a very faithful person.
Uyu ni munthu okhulupirika.
That's a testimony of a believer.
Ndiwo umboni wa okhulupirira.
But is that what is in our lives?
Koma kodi ndi zomwe ziri moyo wathu.
Many consciences are dead.
Zikumbuntima zambiri ndi zakufa.
One can lie 1 minute ago.
Wina khoza kunama mphindi mozi yapitayo.
Another minute he's singing a hymn.
Mphindi ina yosatira ndi kumemba nyimbo za uzimu.
Do you think if we pray for revival, revival can manifest in our lives?
Kodi mukheza tikapemphera chisisimuso chionesedwa mmiyo yathu?
Check every history of any revival.
Fufuzani mbiri ya chisisimuso chili chose.
It was always preceded by a holiness movement.
Tawi zose zimaendesedwa ndi kuendesedwa kachiyero.
When the revival fell in Azusa Street.
Pamene chisisimuso chinafika ku Azusa Street.
There are these colored people, the blacks.
Kunali anthu achikudawa kumeneko.
They started believing in living consecrated lives.
Anayamba kukhulupirira moyo osipereka.
Spending time in prayer.
Kukhala kumata nthawi yawo mu pemphero.
Wanting to speak honestly and truthfully.
Amafuna kuyankhula zoona ndi choonadi.
Waiting on the Lord.
Akuyembekezera pa Ambuye.
Until a revival broke out.
Mpaka na chisisimuso chinatumphuka.
And they started speaking in tongues.
Ndipo anayamba kuyankhula malilime.
That was the opening of the Laodicean edge. Before the presence of God can be amongst us, people have to consecrate themselves.
Yes.
Exodus
20. Before God came to give the commandments, what happened? He told Moses,
anamuza Moses,
tell the people to wash their clothes.
Anati gauze anthu achape sofala zawo.
If God was interested in clean clothes, how much more your soul?
Mulungu ngati anali ndi chidwi pa sofala zoyera, nanga bwanji moyo wanu?
But look at the source.
Koma tayangalani pa miyoyo.
The things you watch on the phone.
Zinthu zimene maonera mmafoni.
The dirty jokes. You listen to dirty jokes another moment you are in prayer. Do you know we can have the Holy Spirit in us? But we are grieving him. Because Paul says don't grieve the Holy Spirit. So, yes, we can have the Holy Spirit. But is he saying, hey, this is a cleaner body, it's a nice environment?
Here.
Because when he entered Jesus, he says, this is my well-beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
Amen.
Is he pleased inside you? Or maybe your house is dirty. Dirty thoughts. Dirty ideas. Corrupt communication. It's a dirty place. And God can't express himself purely through you. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit in us.
Amen.
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 See what John says. He says, let us assure our hearts before him. We have a responsibility to assure our hearts before God. He has given us grace. That is true. That
That is the work he has done in you. But are you assuring your heart before him?
Koma godi mukukazikisa mtima wanu pamasopa ake.
To be faithful.
Kuti mukakhale okhulupirika.
To be pleasant.
Kuti mukakhale okondweresa.
So that he can say, I'm delighted in you.
Kuchodewa akane kuti ndikuwalisidwa mwa inu.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. If you are standing here and you know there's something which condemns your
heart,
and yet you pretend like you are worshiping God. You really think your heart can condemn you and somehow you can act before God? If your heart condemns you, he's the one who made your heart. Before something condemns you, God knows it. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence toward God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May we have a good conscience.
Tikale ndiji kumbunti machabwini.
Amen.
How do you do it?
Kodi musijita jotani?
There are times when a believer can be struggling with sin.
Pa takukala nthawi imene ochimwa takumavutika ndi tchimo.
Yes.
Especially young people.
Maga ajichepere.
Years ago.
Zaga zapitazo.
A young brother
Nyama ambale wachichepere
wrote me.
Anandirembera ini.
Says, Brother Piri.
Adi mbale Piri.
I'm struggling.
Nendikuvutika.
I need prayers.
Ndikusoeka mapemphero.
I always think wrong thoughts.
Ndawi zose nimangoganiza maganizo olakwika.
I think wrong things about women and lust is really troubling me.
Ndimangoganiza za akazi ndipo kusilira kukundivuta ini.
I want to come, you lay hands on me.
Ndikufuna ndibwere mundisanjike manja.
Hey, that's one demon. It does not come out by laying on of hands.
Oh, you
think you can shout and say, wrong thoughts, come out of me. And you think
they'll come out?
Your first assignment is to find how did those thoughts get into your head. Troubleshoot the process.
Yeah, yes, sir, ni kufufuza vuto.
What have you been watching? What kind of friends do you hang around? Right?
Amen.
Joseph.
Yosef.
When Mrs. Potiphar.
Pamene my Potiphar.
She started enticing him.
Anayamba kumukopa.
You think he got the Bible and say, yes, let us have a Bible study. What did Joseph do? Those who read the Bible. What did Joseph do?
Joseph anajira jani.
What did Paul tell Timothy?
Kodi Paul anamuza jani Timothy.
Flee all youthfulness, right?
Choka kunyamata wako.
Flee.
Tawa.
Yes.
There are things you fight with. There are things you run away from. In Psalm chapter
1,
it speaks about a tree which bears forth fruit because it is planted by the rivers of water. So, what is the secret of that tree? Why is it green?
Why is it bearing forth fruit? Is it because it's a talented tree? That's not what someone says. It says it's a tree planted by the waters. It is fruitful because of where it is. Take that same tree, plant it in the wilderness, it will wither.
Yes.
Amen.
How do you overcome the warfare of the mind? Spend time listening to the word of God.
Yes.
Because your mind will be renewed by the word.
Amen.
In the morning, feed on the word. Pray. What kind of people do you hang around with? You spend time with people who are on prayer, you become a prayer warrior.
Amen.
You are a sum total of how you spend your time. You are a result of where you spend your time and what you spend it on. If every day I eat a certain food, every day I eat a certain food, it will manifest. That's how God has designed life. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us look at the last thing and conclude. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience. Number 3, and of faith unfeigned.
Ah.
Amen.
I love that.
Yes.
Faith unfeigned. The simple word for that is sincerity. Not kuzipereka. Sincerity. Ah. Mtima wacho nadi? I don't know. When your life does not have pure love, and you don't have a clear conscience, it's not possible to have faith unbent. When Brother Branham was starting out his ministry, you remember what he was told? If you pray and fast, not even cancer will stand before you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you people know the message? What are those amens for? The amens you've just said. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
No, no, no.
When Brother Branham was receiving his ministry, what was he taught? If you pray and fast, not even cancer will stand before you.
No. No. No.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Was he taught? If you scream at the demon, not even cancer will stand before you. That's not what he was told. Those who've read the message, if you will be, not even cancer will stand before
you.
In all church history, we never heard
such a method of fighting spiritual warfare.
Sidinamvepo njira yotero yomenyana ndi mzimu ikuperekedwa.
Before that, people wrote books on prayer and fasting.
How
you need to pray for a sick person. But one word from the angel, it reveals a different dimension altogether. To the prophet was revealed that to overcome and win spiritual warfare, it's not just a matter of what you speak with your mouth. It's also about the state of your heart. You make sure there is no hypocrisy in whatever you do.
Usimigizire kuti mulibe chachinyengo chimenewo kuchita.
But you are very truthful.
Koma uliona di.
And that you are totally relying
ndipo iwe ulimoteradi manteradi kudalia
on the truth of God.
Pachona di cha Mulungu.
That is why you don't see drama in Brother Branham's ministry.
Ndichifaya ke simaona masewero mu utumiki wa mbale Branham.
Amen.
You know Pentecostals have a lot of drama.
Muzoa Pentecostal ni masewero ochuluka.
Amen.
You've heard of Bushiri?
Munava was a Bushiri?
Yes.
He walks with a spring walk.
I'm in this spring.
He says, angels are here.
I'm a dangero lipan.
I can see this.
In the Kutagonis.
But since,
Kumawena Mtima,
when we look at the ministry of William Branham,
Pametianga Pautumiko William Branham,
we see something very different.
Tima ona jina chosiana kwambi.
You see two things.
Maona zinduzwiri.
A very helpless man on the pulpit.
Muntu oso athandizo kwambiri pagome.
And he only relies on what God can do.
Ndipo iye amango dalira kokha pa zimene Mulungu atachite.
You can hear it in his voice.
Mukhoza kuziva izo muliyu lake.
That he's totally helpless.
Kuti iye anali oso athandizo mantheradi.
Says, you see brothers, there's nothing I can do. I'm waiting for his presence.
Mulaya mari mukona abale palibe chimene ngachite ningodalira kupezekapo kwake.
He says, let us pray if God can be merciful and gracious to help us. That was a result of the admonishing he was given. If you will be sincere before people, before God, you know, you need to be sincere on every side. To stand before God as you are. Let us not act anything when we present ourselves before him.
Because
if we come with any act, God won't help us.
Amen.
We need to be sincere. That is the first step to spiritual victory. Let me close with this testimony. I'm not a courtist. But I court when it's necessary. Brother Branham here narrates a vision he had. He was walking in a grassland. But he noticed everyone, there was a path. People were walking in there.
Anthu amaenda mukanjira kameneko.
But everyone was looking very afraid. Very afraid. Then Brother Branham said to himself, I know I'm seeing a vision here. But why is everyone looking so very much afraid? And he was also walking on that path. And then a black mamba snake came.
Yes.
You know a mamba snake?
Kodi mukuzwa njoka ya mamba?
That's a deadly snake.
Iyo ndi njoka ya kupha.
Amen.
And when he saw that,
ndipo mina nayiona imeneyo,
he realized no wonder people
friend.
So the snake now started heading towards him. But when it reached him, there was something, a boundary it couldn't cross, it couldn't attack. But in that vision, he says he was walking with a Christian brother. So when the snake, that mamba, failed to attack him, it now aimed for the other brother. And the brother started jumping up and down.
You know?
And it started attacking him. And throwing up his hands in the air, he prayed. Brother Branham, I'm praying now. Oh God, have mercy on my brother. If that serpent bites him, it will kill him. As soon as he said that, the snake wanted now to aim at Bill. Because, you know, he was trying to pray. Then from somewhere above, a voice spoke. Now, listen carefully. This is what the Lord said to Brother Branham. Be of good courage. You have been given the power to bind it. If you were the one in that vision, what would you have done? Say, so thank you, Lord. I have the power now. Satan, no, that's not what Brother Branham did.
I see you Branham Manachita.
Even with that instruction, he says, but Lord, what must I do? And this is what God said. You must be more sincere. I want you to think about that deeply. I mean, it would have been easy for him to stand up and say, oh, I've been given power. But he was wise to say, okay, but what must I do? And then there was an answer he didn't know about. Says, you must be more sincere. Now, we all know how sincere, how Brother Branham was.
Yes.
I mean, the man was so sincere. But God tells him, you must be more sincere. And he raised his hands. Listen to his prayer. Brother Branham prays, God forgive me for my insincerity. And help me to be more sincere. Then suddenly an anointing came. He says, I suddenly felt power. And then the voice told him, you can bind that thing. And he said, Satan, I bind you. And that black mamba snake collapsed and it just became powerless. Friends, Pentecostals don't have this.
Amen.
They just know gymnastics of fasting, shouting hallelujah, and all
that.
But you and I have a privilege. We thank God, we pray and fast. By God's grace, we've been taught things which are deeper. And we know something. That the sincerity which is required.
Amen.
How sincere are we? Remember, Paul tells Timothy the end of the commandment.
Yes.
Have love out of a pure heart. Have a good conscience. And have faith and faith, meaning be sincere. These are not just good ethics. It's something which involves spirituality.
Amen.
Because Brother Branham saw it in that spiritual warfare.
Chifukwa mbale Branham anazona izimu nkondo ya uzimu.
Look, it comes down to this.
Mugona zinafikira kwizi.
God is spirit.
Mungu ndi mzimu.
And they that must worship him must have a reflection of who God is.
Amen.
Then we can walk in the spirit. Then we can walk in victory. Whosoever names the name of the Lord, let him depart from iniquity. Now imagine how much insincerity is there. Little wonder there's so much spiritual defeat. Churches have become clogged with dirty.
Amen.
When the sun sets, cockroaches come out. Rats come out. Back at home.
Kwatu kunyumba.
Oh, it was all clean.
Oh, zose zinaliza ukondo.
Then one day I woke up at the middle of the night. I wanted to take some water.
Le sikulina ninazuka pakati pa usiku ndimafuna ndimwe mazi.
I found cockroaches in the kitchen.
Nabe zamphemvu ziri ku kitchen.
Those which have brown jackets, you know them.
Zija ziri ndi ma kupo a brown.
Feasting on the dirty stuff.
Zikudya pa zinthu za nyasa.
On the plates.
Zikudya mbali.
When I turned on the light,
pamene ndina yasa mkwala,
pa, they took cover.
Oh, zinakabi sala.
It was again looking clean.
Kena kuzimone kaso ngati pali za ukhondo.
Roaches hide in the dark.
Mphevu izi zinabi sala mu ndimu.
When the word of God doesn't shine on your heart,
ngati mawu a Mulungu sakuwalira mu mtima mwanu,
your life becomes a hiding place of so many wrong things.
Mawu mtima wanu makhala mawu bisa zinthu zambiri zolakwika.
Then my wife Nora had an idea.
Ndem mkazi wanga Nora anali nalo lingalini.
She didn't like those roaches.
Sama kona mphevu zimenezo.
Because you know when it's hot, they really come out.
Muzwa kukata ndha izo zimatuluka.
So she found cockroach killer.
Ndiye anapeza mankhwala ophera mphevu.
She sprayed.
Anapopera.
She sprayed.
Anapopera.
Oh my, did they die?
Oh, kodi izo zinafa.
Out of their hiding places, they started dropping.
Zose zinafa kutokera mawo bisa zinamba kugwa.
A cockroach is not a thing you say, let's take care of them. No.
Are
there any who love cockroaches here? Some things are meant to be killed. Let the word come in its fullness. It's better you are five people. But there's true righteousness in
your life. Yes.
Than a church which is full with a lot of roaches.
Amen.
May God help us that we may have a true desire of walking in the ways of God. To be a testimony one to the other. Because there is a great falling away which is happening all around the world. The name End Time Message is just a tag which has remained. Many are fallen. Not just fallen into sin. Just fallen into prayerlessness. Business as usual. Church gatherings have become a religious activity. May we go back to prayer.
Amen.
May we go back to prayer overnight.
Hey.
May we go back to taking the Bibles and going out to share the word of God out there. May we go back to testimonies.
Amen.
To the divine love of God. And God will visit us again. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart.
pure conscience.
Chikumbuntima chabwino.
And sincerity.
Ndi kuona mtima.
May the Lord help us.
Ambuya atithandize ife.
Amen.
Amen.
You still love me?
Kodi mukundikonda bene?
Okay. I want us to pray for something.
Difuna ife dipempherere china chake.
Two prayer requests.
Pemphani.
Only stand if.
But is open for
stand if you have faith.
Imirirani ngadi muni niji kulupiriri.
Unfortunately, you've stood too quickly.
Kuma, mai mama changu.
If you have faith,
ngadi muni niji kulupiriri.
I want us to pray together.
Defy 10 toses dipempheva limos.
Number one.
Chindu joyamba.
That God may give us a roof over this church building.
Kuti Mulungu adipase denga pa chimango ichi.
Yes, Lord.
Do we have faith that God can supply our needs?
Kodi munichiko pa kuti Mulungu atakutipe akutipasa zosowa zathu.
That the next time we come there'll be a roof.
Kuti nthawi yachi ime nthawi yosati ameti sabati sapeza pali denga.
Yes, the Lord is able.
Inde Mulungu ndothekera
to supply all our needs.
Kukapereka zosowa zathu zonse.
According to his riches in glory. If you believe that, raise your hand. Amen.
Amen.
You can put your hand down. The second prayer request we're going to pray. When we were coming, Pastor Veremu's vehicle broke down. The engine went dead.
Engine inanokola.
That touched my heart.
Izozinakuza mtima wanga.
I was talking to my wife.
Nali kuyankula ndi mkazi wanga.
I sent her the pictures. I said, this is what happened.
Nantumizia zithuzi kuti zimecha chitika.
And she said, no, we need to pray. The pastor needs a new vehicle.
Anati tikusweka kupemphera abusa ufunikira gari moto yasopano.
Do we believe that?
Kodi tikukhulupirira zimenezo?
Amen.
Amen.
Just say something to the Lord.
Tenti nechina chake kwa Ambuye.
Everyone who believes, says something to the Lord. Shall we all pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for these meetings. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies which are new every morning. We thank you, Lord, for this family, the family of believers. With a hunger and a desire to hear your word. And now, Lord, look at this poor place with no roof, with no floor, with no windows. Lord, may you provide that they don't have to gather in the heat of this sun. You own the silver, you own the gold. And we know that you shall supply this need. Thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, I pray for Pastor Veremu, whose vehicle has broken down in this long, winding journey. Oh God, I don't pray that it gets repaired. We right now desire that. But bless your servants with a vehicle that can continue helping him in this mission and trips. We unite in prayer and ask that grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pray for your blessing upon everyone. We thank you, O Lord, for blessing all these meetings. You've blessed us in every place. You've used your servants to deliver your word, which has been a blessing to us, O God.
Yes.
And now, Lord, we pray, help us, not just the saints here, but believers all around the world. For Satan has invaded many assemblies, and that which was not supposed to be in our midst is in our midst. Lord, we pray, may there be an awakening, that we walk in prayer, we walk in holiness,
We walk in the grace of God, and that we not be swept away in the winds of this world. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us. Your love for us, which is manifested in all these ways by bringing us together. We are so thankful, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the ministries you've raised in this place. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Tony Nkandwe, whom you've used in all these assemblies and places to coordinate all these saints. We are thankful for his ministry. We are thankful for all these precious brethren. Continue to bless this portion of work you've given them in this land of Malawi. We thank you. For Lord, in every place you have your people.
Yes, Lord.
And we are so thankful that you gave us a privilege to be a part of the great work which they're doing here.
Yes,
we are so thankful, Lord, for the care they've taken care of us.
Yes,
for you promised us in your word that you give us many houses. You give us many mothers and brothers.
Yes, Lord.
And we are thankful for all the houses you gave us in this land through the avenue of our precious brothers. Lord, may it be remembered in eternity. For this work which they've done to us the lowest. For we are nothing, Lord. But by the providence of your grace, you permitted us, Lord, to share this pulpit with them. We are so thankful. And now we pray, Lord, as we start off our journeys back home. Oh, Lord, we pray and ask for your blessing. We pray for Brother Wanjala, who has to fly back to Kenya. Lord, watch over him. Watch over his family. We pray for our pastor, James Veremo, and Brother Isaac, Brother Muramwize, that, oh God, may you bless and overshadow them as they'll have to go all the way through Mozambique and into Zimbabwe. And other brethren here who have to go in other places back. Lord, we pray, trusting that the grace will continue with us. We commit all things into your hands as we say amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a mighty hand.